A long time ago, in a place called Ireland, there lived a girl named Bridget. Bridget and her mother were servants of the master in the big castle. Bridget's mother worked inside the castle, and Bridget's job was to take the sheep out into the fields and the forests and the valleys during the day so that they could graze on the grass and then bring them safely back at the end of the day. One cold December evening, as Bridget was bringing her sheep home, she was admiring the stars twinkling in the sky. She loved this time of year, and she liked to pick out the brightest star and pretend that it was the Star of Bethlehem, and that she was on her way with the shepherds or with the kings to find the baby Jesus there in the stable in Bethlehem. Bridget wore a tattered blue cloak that she wrapped tightly around her to try to stay warm. And as she opened the door to the stable and let in the sheep, she was singing a little bit under her breath. She counted her sheep and she freshened their straw. She made sure there was plenty of water in their trough. And then she knelt down to say her prayers. This was her nightly routine. And tonight she prayed in thanksgiving that she hadn't seen any wolves the whole day long, that her sheep were safe, that all of them were healthy. And she also said a prayer of thanks for the old blue cloak because she loved that blue color and because it had been a gift to her from a wise old neighbor when she was just a baby. And even though she was now 10 years old, it was still her most treasured possession. Bridget stood up to go inside the house for supper. But as soon as she stood up, she noticed that something was different. The air didn't feel cold anymore. It was dry and dusty. She went outside and she looked toward the castle walls, and they weren't there. In their place were dozens of flat-roofed houses. And she heard her name being called from the closest of those houses. Bridget, hurry up. Don't dawdle in the stable. We have lots of guests. We need your help in here. And so as she went through the brightly lit door, somebody put a pitcher of water in her hand. And she began to move around a crowded room, pouring cups of water, and then wiping down tables, and then delivering big plates of food. There seemed to be more and more travelers coming in all the time. She swept floors, and she carried bundles of blankets. And she was really puzzled about what was going on, but there was no time to ask any questions. And finally, it seemed as though all the travelers had found a place to sleep and were quietly lying down. And finally, Bridget was able to sit down on a bench by the door and rest for a minute. She was exhausted. But as she sat there on that bench, a knock came at the door. "Go away!" shouted a voice. "We're full!" But Bridget, since she was sitting right there by the door, thought maybe she would open it and see who this late arriving traveler might be and what they needed. Maybe there was still some way that she could help. So she opened the door, and there stood a man and a woman. "My name is Joseph," said the man, "and this is Mary." Now Bridget knew where she was, and she knew exactly what she needed to do. She took the man by the arm, and she led the two travelers around the back of the building to the stable. And she helped Joseph make a fresh bed of straw for Mary and watch while he laid down his cloak so that she would have a soft place to lie on. Bridget herself wasn't cold, but she noticed that Mary was shivering. And so she took off her tattered blue cloak and she wrapped it around Mary's shoulders. And she said, "You're going to be needing water to drink and something to eat." And so she went back into the house to see if she might find still some bread or some meat. And then she came back across the yard once more carrying a pitcher of water and a plate of food. And as she came back to the stable, she heard sounds that told her a baby had been born. When she came inside, Joseph put the newborn baby right into Bridget's arms so that he could help Mary drink some water. And as Bridget looked down into that tiny little face, she was happier than she had ever been in her whole life. And she said to Mary and Joseph, "Thank you. Thank you so much." And Mary said to Bridget, "Thank you." And took the baby back in her own arms and gave Bridget back her cloak. And then Bridget heard her name being called again. She turned to see her mother coming through the door. And her mother was saying, "Honey, what's taking you so long?" And Bridget started to gesture to Mary and Joseph. But when she looked, she saw they weren't there anymore. She was back in her own stable with her own sheep, and the air had turned cold and damp once more. She started to try to explain to her mother, but her mother was staring at the cloak in Bridget's arms. It was no longer tattered and worn and faded. It was a deep, rich midnight blue, and it was covered with golden stars. "What is this?" Bridget's mother asked. "Where have you been?" And with wonder in her voice, Bridget said, "I have been in Bethlehem." And so what we'd usually do now is join hands and we say a prayer. Dear God, may our hearts also go to Bethlehem this week. Help us to find a place for Jesus to be born. Amen.